Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Melissa and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Good stuff lined up for you in this 9 o'clock hour. Mel and I will get into a little bit of entertainment news. We're going to talk about slang terms that Gen Z is trying to learn from boomers. Got all of that coming up for you, but we're kicking off the hour the way we like to with our great local friends. We have Stephanie Hartman with us from the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center here. Stephanie, it's good to see you.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having me.
Sorry. There we go. I didn't even have your mic on. I apologize.
That's okay.
And Stephanie, I hate to do this. Would you mind putting the headphones on so Melissa can hear you and you guys can interact too in case Mel has any questions or anything? And thank you again very much for joining us. We appreciate not only you, but everything that the Central the Wisconsin Cultural Center does and offers to our community. And coming up on the 17th, you have a very special exhibit coming up, Stephanie.
We do. We have a great day planned. Our current exhibit is a celebration of Native American culture. And that's been up since July, like, 11th. So we invite you in to see that. But on the 17th, we are having a full-day celebration of Native American culture. We start the day at 11 o'clock with Elliot Funmaker and the Wisconsin Dells Singers and Dancers, and they will perform for about an hour. That will be out on our patio, which is beautiful. Yeah. We will have limited seating, so if you can bring a lawn chair, that would be great. And it is free admission. It's open to the public. And once we're done with that, we're going to move right into fry bread and wild rice casserole sampling.
Wow.
So that will be wonderful. I've got the privilege of having fry bread like three times now with some of our other presentations.
It's good. It's different. It is. In a great, great, great way. Like it just, I was trying to think of how to describe it and I don't know how to describe it necessarily. I am a big bread guy. I love bread.
I do too. But this is something of another.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's delicious.
If you haven't had it, you have to try it. You really do.
It's like just a donut that you can take either direction. You can have it with powdered sugar or you can have it with taco toppings.
Ultimate
food.
It is.
Really, it's a side note. I wish we could get Mel like a job just doing that. She's so good at it. Like, well done, Melissa. Yes, yes. And that's a perfect way to put it. There's also going to be wild rice casseroling sampling as well.
There is. So Barb Smith has graciously agreed to provide us with this food. So that will be from 12 till 1. Again, donations appreciated, but it is free admission and open to the public. And then at 1 o'clock, which will be super interesting, is a history of Indian boarding schools. Now, I have to admit that, and this maybe is terrible, but I had no idea that the Native American children were literally swept up from their land and taken to boarding schools. Yeah. So this presentation is going to be so interesting. Richard Gonzalez is presenting. He's from the Oneida Nation. He entered into the exhibit. He does baskets, Native American baskets with antlers, and they're absolutely beautiful. Yeah. But we met him that way, and then he kind of shared with us that he has this history and has done these presentations throughout the nation. So we're having him from 1 to 2:30. That one we do ask for registration just because we have limited seating, so we don't want people to think they can come and then we don't have a seat for them. You can register online, you can call the center, or you can stop in, and it's just $5 per person. And then to cap off our day, actually, Richard's going to do a demonstration of the baskets after his presentation, so like 3 o'clock till 4. And then to cap off our day from 4 to 5, we will have the Oneida Nation Youth Singers and Dance Group.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that. They agreed to come from the Green Bay area again out on the patio, bring a lawn chair, and it is free admission and open to the public.
And this is all happening this Saturday?
This Saturday from like 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are located in between Culver's and Goodwill. People still are a little unsure, like, who are you and where are you? But if you say Culver's and Goodwill, everybody knows.
Right. Everybody
those places are.
Yeah,
exactly. So come and join us. We would love for you to come, and you can check out the exhibit anytime during those hours as well.
And thank you for that note, Stephanie. And bringing us to our attention, this is especially coming out of the Olympics and some of these things, this brings out the Americana in me. This is celebrating our country. This is celebrating the people of this country that were here before and keeping their history alive along with them. And not only is it informative and insightful, and I think very important for us to learn some of these things. You mentioned the history of boarding schools. That's something that I think everybody should understand and know. It's American history, and we should all know our American history.
Mm-hmm. And I want to interject, James, that Stephanie, I appreciate you saying that you didn't know the history, but you're not alone. There are so many of us that didn't know the atrocities that happened to the American Indians with what they did to the children at these boarding schools. So it's a really important and vital piece of history and information that we can gain and learn from that we didn't know previously. So that's an amazing opportunity.
Appreciate you and the team over there and Richard and everybody bringing this and doing a conversation about this. And I've seen a little bit of his work with the antlers and everything. It's so creative. It's so unique what he does with those. And so much of what this day is about is certainly celebrating the arts, the culture, and celebrating Native American cultures and art. But there is so many unique fun things about this. Elliot Funmaker, it's in the name, everybody. He has fun. He enjoys himself. It's a great time. The United Nation Youth Singers and Dancers, I've gotten to see them before at FRM and some other things, and just wonderful, wonderful energy from them. It's so much fun. Mm-hmm. I don't know about others, but I know for me, I couldn't help but get up and move a little bit with it. It really is just a fun time. And that, once again, the food, the being able to sample some of that and everything is such a really wonderful opportunity that you don't run into very often. And this really speaks to what the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center truly offers our community. Not just culture and the arts, but unique opportunities that we don't get in a lot of other places, if anywhere else. It's a great way to also support the arts and support our community with the items that are there for sale from local creators and creatives.
Right. And our gift shop will be open, of course, during that time frame. So come and check out all the, I think we have 56 artists right now in the gift shop. So lots of local work that you can purchase for super unique gifts that you're not going to find anywhere else.
No. And please do keep in mind, everybody, and all Wisconsinites out there, Wisconsin finished last in the union when it came to funding the arts. It's on us to fund the arts. It's on us to keep the arts alive, support the arts like you support local. Our friends at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center have so many things, literally something for everybody over there. There is something for anyone to jump into and find, including the classes that you guys offer. If you don't mind, Stephanie, I did want to mention, you have a class coming up August 19th, Turn Your Found Object Into Art.
Right.
That is such a cool idea. I love repurposing things, and I think some of the cooler creative things I've seen in the last 10, 20 years are people taking an old barn door and turning it into a table or, you know, just a smaller item and turning it into earrings or something like that. I just find that stuff really cool and unique. I want to encourage people to check out that class and be sure to register.
Right, absolutely. And that is in preparation for our next exhibit, which is Unexpected, Art from Found Objects. The submission dates are August 29th and September 3rd and 4th. So we'd love to have people submit for the exhibit. And if you're not exactly sure, like, how can I do that or how do I make that? We do have two classes coming up that kind of prepare you for that and give you some ideas for that. So check our website. We also have recently remodeled and opened a beautiful new art studio in the back side of our building. So we are offering watercolor 101 and oil painting 101 that's coming up. So check the website for that as well, and you will get the first sneak peek of our brand new studio.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And be sure to make plans this Saturday to head on over there between 11 and 5. Spend the whole day there and check out some of this great art and the Native American celebration that is going on over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Stephanie, if people do want to be a part of things or find out more, should we send them to the website?
The website is a great place to get information. Heather, my assistant director, does a fabulous job of keeping our website up to date. So everything is on the website, but if you have questions, just give us a call at 715-421-4598.
It really is a great website. Please shout her out for us. Let her know that we think it's a great one.
CulturalCenterArts.com.
Yeah, CulturalCenterArts.com. Check that out, everybody. Bookmark that page. Follow them on social media as well. It's not only a great way to keep up to date on things there, but maybe to share some of the events that are going on over there, and you just never know who might see that page otherwise. So we really appreciate you, Stephanie. Thanks so much for stopping by. The door is open. Please come by again real soon, okay?
I sure will. Thank you for having me.
Again, the website, CulturalCenterArts.com. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back, talk a little entertainment, have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Thanks a lot for joining us, everybody. Want to send a big shout out to our friend Stephanie Hartman from Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. That was fun.
Yeah, it was great. And what an awesome opportunity to find out about our Native American history here at the Cultural Center this Saturday.
I think one of the most American things you can do is learning our complete history, our true history, up and down, from beginning to end. And this is a great way to celebrate that. And to do that, Native American Celebration going on from 11 to 5, August 17th, this Saturday, over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. And on over there and enjoy and check out some of many of the amazing things that they have at CulturalCenterArts.com, CulturalCenterArts.com. A little entertainment news, and then we'll get into some fun conversation and a great event we got going on tomorrow around here. Mm-hmm. In Paris, we witnessed the greatest athletes on earth displaying almost superhuman talents. And yet the real breakout star of the Paris Games may be the woman who calls herself Ray Gunn and hops like a kangaroo. Australian breakdancer Rachel Gunn caught the world's attention, and she caught Adele's attention as well.
Ooh.
During one of her German residency shows, Adele asked the crowd if they'd seen, quote, the breakdancing lady. She called her fantastic and the best that's happened in the Olympics the entire time. like a lot of people, Adele couldn't figure out the routine was a joke or not. She wasn't sure, but she did say it made her very, very happy and added, quote, me and my friends have been laughing ourselves silly for 24 hours after it. Sadly, breakdancing will not return for the 2028 Summer Olympics. This was its first year and probably its last year, as it was not. It was not what even the people, those of us that were excited about it, it didn't go well. You know, I was joking with some students about this, that the next event that they're going to have at the Olympics is rap battles. we're going to have Eminem representing America. We'll have him. Good luck beating him in a rap battle. Good luck to the rest of the world. And I was kidding, obviously, about that. But it is something that they were trying to do. And I appreciate the attempt, because while there is many, 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 many people out there listening that don't feel this, this was representation. This is trying to include different cultural arts in the Olympics, which, if you know your history, is what part of what the Olympics is all about. We didn't used to always be able to go, you know, we didn't used to have planes. We didn't used to be able to just go cross country and everything to share our cultures, to share our food, share our arts, and to make our world a little smaller. To show that we have more in common than not, that we are more alike than not. Greek people and Italian people realizing, oh, we both love oil. Just little things, you know, here and there and everything that slowly began and more and more. Now the Olympics has changed, obviously, and become mostly an entertainment sport when it comes down to it. But still, these kind of things matter. Now, I also think, though, they did a horrible job with this, and I don't blame them, because I don't know how they could turn this into a, quote, sport. Breakdancing is one of those things that the crowd decides.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd has always decided, whether you're at a bar, at a dance hall, or you're, you know, just at a house party or whatever, you go out there, you do your moves, and then somebody else comes to the center and does their moves, and the crowd kind of cheers, and whoever cheers the loudest, that's the person who won the battle. That's kind of how it works. They tried to do this where we have 300 songs, and you don't know what song's going to come up, and they have three judges, and the judges are judging on technique and originality and all this stuff, and it was all well and good, but it takes away the fun and the essence of it.
Yeah.
And so there's certain things you just can't box up and manufacture. I think breakdancing is one of those things. I appreciate the attempt, but I do, even as a fan of it and somebody who loves to breakdance, I will say that I can see it not making it to the 2028 games or it being done.
It does seem like an odd choice.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you want to do something dance-wise that requires technical skill that can be measured and compared, why not tap dancing?
Yeah, yeah. I actually wouldn't mind if they just did dance. Mm. And you were, you know, you could do any dance you wanted, but you got to be darn good at it. You know, you're going to do tap, you better be good at it, you know.
Yeah, but again, James, then you're trying to compare oranges to apples, because breakdancing is nothing like tap dancing or ballet or hip hop or, you know, freestyle. There's so many forms of dance and types of dance. It would be like trying to have art involved in the
singing
Olympics.
Or something like that.
Hip-hop painting.
I agree. I'm just spitballing here. If they were really trying to shoehorn it in, but I don't necessarily think they need
to. They should include something like pool.
Yeah.
Isn't that an Olympic sport?
I also think that having sports that necessarily don't cost as much to train for would be very beneficial. While we have a country, we're fortunate to live in a country that puts a pretty good portion of money into the athletes and that are going for the summer game, winter games, all of that. Other countries don't have those resources. Right. I think tug of war should be back in the Olympics. It's a simple sport. It doesn't take that much. And man, you talk about trying to explain to people how they're judging breakdancing. All right, I'm going to explain how they're judging tug of war. Whoever pulls harder, you know,
whoever gets the other team across the line.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a simple sport to understand, and I do think that it's one of those things that could be a quick sport. Doesn't take up a lot of space wherever you're having the Olympics. There's certain things like that I think they could bring back. One thing I will say, I don't mind them having more and more events.
Right.
That part, I haven't heard anybody having a problem with that part. So I find that to be unique. Usually we want these things tight, want them wrapped up. I want the Olympics done in this amount of time or something. It's kind of cool to see, no, we want it to go longer. We don't mind that and everything. That's kind of cool.
Well, it's really, really, it's encouraging and fun and entertainment to see all of the, like, what was it, 84 countries that were involved in the Summer Olympics, and to see all of these... the, you know, athletes that worked so hard to be where they are, to do what they're doing, and to be the best in their realm of the sport they choose to participate in. It's I don't know. I think it's uplifting to watch.
Has anybody
got to watch much of it? But little clips here and there.
Has anybody else caught themselves going and looking for Olympic updates? Even a couple of days later, here I know I've done that.
Seeing some of the videos that are coming out, like they're popping up in social media now. The synchronized swimming. How cool is that?
Yeah, yeah.
Like what those swimmers are able to do underwater and above water with their bodies is so impressive.
There is nothing but amazingness throughout every one of these sports, especially the ones I don't understand. And I'm watching and I'm like, wait a minute. they trying to do that? It's pretty wild. It's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. We are going to have a wild time tomorrow from noon to 6. It is finally time. We are less than 24 hours away. Well, no, we're a little more than that. We're almost more than 24 hours away. Yeah, a little more. But we're so close. We're finally here, everybody. Tomorrow is our WFHR WIRI parking lot party.
That's right. Yeah. And we're going to have some special community guests there with us. I just got an email from the Wood County Community Health Director or worker, Penny, she emailed and said, they're going to be there. We're going to have immunization information, materials, and giveaways for the bike share program. Staff person from WIC is going to be there with information. And there's even materials for the Parents as Teachers program. Chalk and bubbles for the kids.
That's going to be so much fun. Big thank you to all of our community friends joining us for this event and helping us celebrate our area. Mm-hmm. Kids can try out radio jobs and record their own music DJ spot, host of their own morning show segment, record a newscast, do all of these things, and they can keep it.
Yes. Yeah. The wristbands, the USB wristband drives, USB drive wristbands. I don't know how to say that.
You did a good job. I thought you did a good job.
That are wristbands.
Nice. There you go.
They came in yesterday. They're bright green. I love them so much. They've got our call letters and our numbers on there, and then our locally grown radio tag. It's a tag. It's not a name of our radio station. It's a tag. And they can you can record your little segment. I'm going to have outlines there for you to help you craft your piece, and then I'll help you record it. I'll show you how to edit it, and we'll put it on your wristband that you can take home and share with your family and friends.
And give you and your little ones a chance to kind of see about you know how the sausage is made, get behind the scenes here a little bit and understand that more. And who knows, may even create spark some interest in future radio heads out there.
That's right. And Tom from Edge VR is going to be there, and Christy is going to be there in the afternoon. Sean and Misty, I believe, or Misty for sure, but Sean is helping bring stuff from the VFW to find out information about our post 2534. We're going to have so much fun. And don't forget, James. We almost forgot the tacos.
I was just about to wrap with that. El Taco Social Food Truck is going to be here. Bobby, bring some cash on you just in case. I want to make sure that you're able to get the food that you want, everybody. So be sure to do that. And speaking of food, bring a donation for the food pantry, school supply drive, or the Humane Society, and you'll be entered to win a door prize.
That's right. We got a fun little prize for you. Bring a donation for one of our community organizations. Invest in your community because we love investing in you. And be entered for a prize. You don't have to be present to win. Just bring a donation. Sign up. Give us your t-shirt size. We're also going to have a table. Pam's going to be out there with a you can spin to win and win one of our station prizes or candy. Or we'll also have Chuck and I got the tablet up and running yesterday, so you can sign up for our newsletter that's coming down the pike sometime in the future. We won't say when because I don't know.
But it is coming, and we would love to have you be able to keep up to date on all the things that we are doing here at Civic Media. We do want to send a big thank you to Civic Media and encouraging us and empowering us to do these kind of events, to be in the public more. We're looking forward to doing these kind of things and looking forward to making this a tradition. Be a part of the first one, everybody.
We're going to have zoo animals inside, too.
Yeah, there is so much. It is going to be a zoo here.
I keep forgetting.
A big thank you not only to Civic Media but to our staff working so hard on this one, and specifically you, Melissa. We really appreciate the work that you and Pam have put into this event. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I will try not to destroy you too bad in our hula hoop competition at 3.
You're going to win because you're going to be able to get the hula hoop going, James.
Yeah,
I have faith in you.
We'll see. See how that goes. Maybe take a picture
3 o'clock. Be there to watch James hula hoop.
From noon to 2, we'll have Agatha down here. You can get some pictures with Agatha as well. Keep that in mind. And plenty of other fun things. Noon to 6 tomorrow. Stop by any chance you get or come and stay by the whole time. Whatever you like, everybody. Our house is your house. We are looking forward to inviting you over.
Just be aware that you won't be able to park in the parking lot because that's where the party is. We're going to have the driveways blocked off, so plan to park elsewhere. I know on 17th Avenue South, there is parking on the side streets down there. If you do choose to park in the Bread and Butter parking lot, just don't block the front of their store. Park close to us.
Yeah. And make plans to be here tomorrow, everybody. We're looking forward to seeing you. Yeah, it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a lot of fun. We will get to our news and our sports break, check in with our partners. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Good things coming up for you, everybody. Did want to mention just a couple of tail things to end up with our entertainment section. Our good friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater have their second night of auditions going on for Drinking Habits, their fall production.
That's right.
Head on over there and get yourself on stage, everybody. Be a part of this amazing show and help WRCT kick off their 50th season.
Yes. 50th season. That's crazy.
It's pretty amazing. Awesome. They've got great shows all year long. If you can't make this one, as far as being a cast member or maybe you want to volunteer, work backstage, mm-hmm. be a part of things, I do want to warn you, once you do a show there, you will always come back. it is a family atmosphere. It is a fun atmosphere. We encourage you to be a part of things at our local theater, WRCT's Drinking Habits. Audition tonight at 6 o'clock over at the WRCT Auditorium. Be sure to check that mm-hmm. out. And you're over there voting, so you know the area.
Yeah,
some of us will be voting over that way.
There are multiple voting locations, yes. So make sure you visit myvote.wi.gov to find out where you need to go to vote. Polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah. And I do want to remind you, the WRCT website, where you can find out about auditions. You can learn more, fill out an audition sheet, and get your season tickets. WRCtheater.org, WRCtheater.org. Gen Z, older folks have made an effort over the years to attempt to comprehend the latest slang the kids are using. So let's turn the tables and teach the kids the hip lingo that boomers added to the lexicon.
Mm-hmm.
MentalFloss.com compiled a list of 26, quote, boomer slang terms you should know. And this is something that's been going on for years now, where a lot of younger generations are trying to connect with older generations.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to build the bridge between generations more. And I'm enjoying seeing this happening and more in our society. Picking on generation, you know, ribbing each other is one thing. We all do that. Melissa and I do that every day.
It's kind of normal human behavior.
It's one of the ways we show affection to each other without having to use, lovey-dovey words or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You really...
When it's not abusive or malicious, because then we want to draw that line very carefully.
Absolutely, yes. I would, yes.
Because that is not affection.
I would hope that goes without saying, but yes, absolutely.
Well, no, it needs to be said. Because, it just does.
I just meant common sense wise. Mm-hmm. MentalFloss.com compiled a list of these. Let's go ahead and get into them. Jonesing. A physical craving or for one certain thing. Like you are jonesing for some Necco wafers.
Yes.
You really want...
Jonesing for a cola.
Vanilla wafers or some. Aggro, which is short for aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard that one. Aggro.
Oh, really? You've never heard that one?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, don't be so aggro, man. Just calm down.
Zilch or zero.
Zero.
When someone has no job, relationship, or prospects, boomers might say they have zilch going on.
Zero, zilch, nada.
Nada. Nada's a good one, too. Zonked out or out of commission or just zonked.
Tired. Yes.
Just beat. Wannabe, which is like Gen X's poser. Noun or adjective to chastise someone for, you know, not really being themselves.
Or, yeah, you're a wannabe celebrity.
Mm. Mellow. Or harsh ones mellow.
Yeah, calm down.
I like saying these without the tone that they would normally be said in. Mellow. Or harsh ones mellow. Or chill. Anyone loose and relaxed who is said to be mellow. And harshing intruding on your vibe and all that. Wig out, which is to lose one's composure.
I'm
freaking out over here.
Yeah.
Blowing one's phrase, it comes from blowing one's wig or getting upset, like you're so upset that your wig falls off.
Well, because wigs were actually very common. Men wore wigs a lot in especially like revolutionary times.
Look at the forefathers.
You were kind of not considered a proper gentleman if you weren't wearing a wig.
What guys nowadays would look at as what guys back then were doing. And it's interesting, too, because some of those guys would be the first to tell you, well, those are the people that started this country. Those are the most manly men ever. And they're, you would catch...
And they wore skirts and wigs.
Yeah, you would catch George Washington working on his tights to get those right and mm-hmm. powdering his wig. It's just interesting. It is.
How our society and culture changes over time.
It's an interesting one. Brewski or a beer, you know, boom, that kind of thing. I think that one goes up.
I'm sorry. All of these are still in my lexicon. I use all of them.
I don't think you're alone on that. At least a couple of these I've used. I know that. Leaf pepper. Not to be confused with a peeping Tom. Some New England boomers apparently use this phrase to describe tourists.
A leaf peeper.
Tourists who come around during the fall to enjoy the seasonal colors of the New England area and then just leave. So leaf peeper,
I get it. Leaf peeper.
Peeper, yeah. And granny glasses. which some boomers may now be wearing, but in the 60s, this was used as oversized glasses, oversized spectacles and stuff.
Well, and those are becoming very popular, I would say, with the younger generation. They like the oversized glasses look, and also you can see more.
Mm-hmm. Which is really what it's all about.
But for those of us like me who have very, very poor vision, I'm very nearsighted. I can't get glasses that big because they look like Coke bottles.
I got some honorable mentions here, like knuckle sandwich. That's one my papa used to say a lot, knuckle sandwich. I always thought that was a good one. Let's see. Yikes. Yikes. I think that's one that I still use, but you don't hear very often. Yeah. Those are good ones. I was trying to think of one, and I didn't. It's not necessarily doesn't fit this, but I was thinking. I heard somebody say the other day, back to the salt mines." I'm like, "When? Back to the salt? When? How old is that phrase? And when was the last time we had salt mines?" I had to look this one up. The term salt mines, especially the phrase "back to the salt mines," refers ironically to one's workplace or a dull, tedious task. The phrase originates from the 1800s in reference to Russian practice of sending prisoners to forced labor in Siberian salt mines. Mm. Now, a lot of these phrases don't necessarily, or most of these phrases, I mean, that we made popular in the States come from the States. It's interesting to me the ones that come from overseas, usually from immigrants coming here and incorporating them into our lexicon.
Yeah, that is true.
Because that's part of what makes America so beautiful is, immigrants coming here and bringing their cultures to us and us sharing and incorporating them. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I do hope that which generation do you say we're trying to introduce these terms to?
Gen X, boomers and Gen X. Okay. It's boomer Gen terms, X. Gen X.
I get very confused about Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z. I don't even know what ages are what. I really don't follow any of that. But let's just hope the boomers and the Gen whatevers don't get into fisticuffs over these use of terms.
Especially if they're just misunderstood. like somebody's saying something and they're trying to be complimentary and it comes across to, "What did you just call me?"
Yep. Like when I'm trying to make a joke about using the term fisticuffs and it just flies by.
Just goes right on by. We want to hear these from you, too. What are some phrases, some terms that you like or that you think should be brought back? Go ahead and share them with us, everybody. Feel free to call up 715-424-2600. Love to hear from you. We'll go ahead and take our final time out of the show. We'll come back after checking in with our partners and have some fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We're going to take it to the top of the hour, wrap up the show. Thanks so much for joining us on this Election Tuesday, everybody. Mm-hmm. And scientists have been saying that we can expect weather extremes to continue, so maybe Alaska is just getting themselves ready. There's a new poll out on natural disasters, and nearly 3 in 4 Americans say that they live in an area where hurricanes, tornadoes, and earthquakes are major or minor problems. And 26% say that they live in an area where one of their three is a major problem. Not surprisingly, people are most concerned about hurricanes in the southeast U.S., places like Louisiana, Florida, Mississippi, South Carolina, and Texas. Mm-hmm. People are worried about tornadoes in the central U.S., like Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, Alaska, Missouri, Iowa.
Tornado Alley.
And people are most concerned about earthquakes in the western U.S., places like California, Oregon, and Washington. Mm-hmm. But strangely, Alaska is very paranoid about all three, even though they haven't had a lot of devastation to this point. 29% of Alaskans say earthquakes are a major problem. They've had 17 over the past 100 years. There were 2 60 years ago that were lethal, and people may be worried more since 7 of those came in the last 10 years.
Ooh, 31, yeah, that's kind of an uptick.
Mm-hmm. 31% of Alaskans say hurricanes are a major problem, even though they've never been hit by a full-on hurricane. And 22% of Alaskans say tornadoes are a major problem, even though they've only really had six, although one was earlier this year. And as a side note, the Los Angeles area was hit with a relatively more a minor earthquake yesterday afternoon. It was a 4.4 magnitude. They're so sudden that they can create some panic until people realize that, oh, it's not the big one. I experienced that twice over in California when I was living out there. I actually experienced a hurricane or a earthquake in DeKalb in Illinois. That was the first time I ever experienced something like that. So it's certainly understandable. It's certainly noteworthy. And as far as the Alaskans go, we used to have a local Alaskan call us in all the time on the morning show here. And we'd touch base with them, catch up. Hey, how's it going in Alaska? Some of those things. And this was a concern even back then as far as that. And I think a lot of this has to do with the planet.
Yeah. Well, and these things that we have no control over. I mean, you can't stop an earthquake. You can't stop a tornado or a hurricane. You know, I mean, if it's coming, you just got to prepare, batten down the hatches, and do what you can.
Nobody defeats Mother Nature. Nope. She is queen. And you know, I mean, it's something that I think it's better to be aware of than, I'm not worried about that. My friends in Florida, I would say beginning of summer, but probably about a month or two ago, was talking to a couple of people that I've known for a long time. And, we were talking about what we had going on in our days. I was talking about the station here and they were telling me how, well, later I'll be boarding up the windows and this and that, just saying it really nonchalantly, you know,
board up the windows,
just the way we adapt, to nature and the way nature adapts to us is very unique and sometimes beautiful and sometimes terrifying.
Well, and you know, we had a record number of tornadoes here in Wisconsin this year. And if, you know, you weren't in a community that was struck by it, maybe you don't feel affected. But for people living in the southern part of the state, people living in Unity, Wisconsin, here in central Wisconsin, their town was devastated by a tornado. They're still recovering from that.
Yeah. I think about, you mentioned Tornado Alley, a lot of the communities and the families that live in those, and it seems like every summer we see different video, heartbreaking footage of these things. It's difficult. It's also something, you know, you ask any person that lives in that area, well, why don't you move? This is my home. This is where my family's from. I have four generations in this place. I'm not moving. That the tornado can move. You know, it's very matter-of-factly. At one side of this, yes, you ache and you hurt, your heart aches for people living like this. And at the same time, I think that there is almost something beautiful about that, as far as this is my home. Nothing's making me move from it.
Well, and how communities come together and how, you know, we support our neighbors and help people in those situations, you know, and how our government can come through and help us. And this is part of that referendum question that is asked on your ballot today. Do you want the governor of this state, whatever party they are affiliated with, to be able to get those federal funds to you in the case of an emergency, in the case of a natural disaster, or, you know, a tornado, a fire, whatever it is that affects our communities? Do we want the governor to be able to get us those funds? If you believe that that's how it should be, then vote no.
And be informed, find out more about not only what is on the ballot, but if you are registered, where to vote, and myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. The polls are already open. Head on out there and be informed and vote and keep track of everything here at Civic Media. Our news team is the best in the state, and they are going to be covering this all day long. Looking forward to the coverage today, Melissa, and appreciate you and the team.
Our live election coverage will kick off at 8 o'clock tonight, so you can tune in to hear the results of the polls and find out how people voted in Wisconsin today.
Get a nap in, will you? Get yourself some rest. No, you're probably not going to be able to, but I hope you can. I hope you can at least relax a little bit before then. And we do, in all seriousness, genuinely appreciate the coverage that you bring to our area, Melissa. Nice work.
Thanks.
MyVote.wi.gov. Go sure and check that out, everybody. And check out our lineup for today. Man, we got a good one lined up for you. Join us for Midday Magazine today from 4 to 5 and Monday through Friday. Today, our good friend Lacey Ayling will be in from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce.
No, good.
Looking forward to catching up with Lacey. And in part two, it's Let's Talk Real Estate with David Farnborough from Coldwell Banker Siebert Realtors.
Hey, find out what's going on in the housing market.
And David and I got a fun conversation lined up for you today, everybody. Looking forward to that. I do want to remind everybody, we've got some great local veterans activities going on in our area. One of them is happening right now, the Morning Joe and Doe. Wrapping up. Oh, I'm sorry. That's wrapping up at 10. So that's just about to wrap up. But keep that in mind. Every second Tuesday of the month, they do this over at the Stevens Point Elk Lodge. Be sure to check that out. And you do still have time to enjoy American Heroes Cafe tomorrow from 7:30 to 9:30 at Crossview Church.
That's right. They're over there having breakfast and conversation and just, you know, hanging out.
Yeah, come on, stop by. All veterans, military, and police firefighters tomorrow from 7:30 to 9:30. Enjoy American Heroes Cafe.
Mm-hmm. And then they're going to be with us from noon to 6 tomorrow at our parking lot party.
Yeah, looking forward to that. That's going to be a blast, everybody. We're going to have them down here. We're going to have friends of ours from the Wood County Health Department. Pam just let me know. We're going to be talking about immunization information, materials, and giveaways for the bike share program. Staff person from WIC will be here, and materials for parents and teachers programs.
And we're also going to have Edge VR there with their headset. We're going to have zoo animals there from our municipal zoo in Wisconsin Rapids. It's going to be such a fun time. And El Taco Social Truck. Don't forget the tacos.
Yes, it's going to be a blast. Be sure to check that out, everybody. And join the Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater for the 4th annual Schmeekly Shakes production of William Shakespeare's Merry Wives of Windsor.
There
check this out, everybody. It's being performed at the Pankowski Friends Amphitheater, nestled within the picturesque reserve located at 2419 North Point Drive in beautiful Stevens Point.
And it's only one weekend of shows, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thursday, check this out. Your price and your choice of seating at 6 o'clock, check that out. And then Friday, August 16th at 6 o'clock will be open night dinner and a show. Be sure to check that out as well. Find out more and get your tickets at CWAC.org. CWAC.org. Buy local, support local, support the arts, everybody. 16th Annual Family Fun Fest Car Show happening this Saturday at Dexter Park from 9 to 3. They're going to have vendor, craft fair, farmer's market, food and fun for everybody. Car, truck, tractor, motorcycle, all are welcome.
Yeah, that's not too far down the road.
And all of this benefits our good friends at Jeremiah's Crossing, where no one pays for lessons. Find out more at jeremiahscrossing.org, jeremiahscrossing.org. Be sure to check that out, everybody. And our friends over at the Moravian Church have the Brat Fry and Rummage Sale happening this Saturday from 9 to 2.
There is so much going on.
Nothing but tons of stuff. They're going to have brats, hot dogs, hamburgers, nachos, baked goods, water, soda, and so much more. Enjoy food and fellowship at the Brat Fry and Rummage Sale happening this Saturday from 9 to 2 at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, right across 3rd Avenue from the Centralia Center. Can't miss it.
Mm-hmm. It's also the Kellner Corn Fest this weekend.
Oh, my gosh. That's, yes.
They have bounce houses from 4 to dark. They got live music Friday night. On Saturday, there's the flea market all day. They have a Wild West parade starts at 11, live music at 7. There is so much to do in Kellner, plus eat corn.
Yes.
Corn.
Corn is awesome. A guy canoeing his way across Canada found a lost dog stuck in the mud on a riverbank last month, so he scooped her up, tracked down her owner, and got her back home, and got it all on video.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
It's a very cool video. If you get a chance to check that out, everybody, encourage you to do so. It's a beautiful video. Mm-hmm. And it's never too late to make a change. A woman in England who dropped out of school at 15 just became a doctor at the age of 41.
Oh, wow.
That is pretty impressive.
That's awesome.
Quote, "I really believe that if your heart is in it, you can 100% do the crazy things you've always dreamed of."
Yes.
I really like that quote. That is a really, really good quote right there. And a 90-year-old Air Force vet named Donald recently walked into a pawn shop in Manchester, New Hampshire, hoping to sell some jewelry. His wife has dementia, and their landlord just upped their rent. But he'll never have to worry about making rent again after an employee named Janelle Marie launched a GoFundMe campaign. She posted a video after surprising him with the first $1,300 that they had amount that they had collected, and that floored him. He's 91 on August 25th, so she told him it was an early birthday present from her and around 25 friends.
Oh, wow.
Since the first video, she's raised a lot more. Last I looked at it this morning, over $3,775. It's incredible what can happen. And whether it's our community or other communities around the country, we see these kind of stories, and we need to share them and talk about them more. This is part of the beauty of our world. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
communities building communities.
Yeah. Strangers helping strangers. It's one of the most American things I can think of. And one of the others is voting. Get out there and vote, everybody. The fall primary is happening right now. You have until 8 o'clock to get your vote in. Find out more about that at myvote.wi.gov. Be informed, be registered, get out there and vote and help democracy ring.
That's right.
Great. Well, good luck tonight, Melissa. Hope everything goes well, and a great show today.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, James.
You all be good to each other out there, and we will talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.